appearing before the United City Official Electoral Board. For the record, I will introduce the board, as our chairperson is Mayor John Purcell, our most senior alderman, Chris Funkhauser, and our clerk, Jory Beelan. The positions on the electoral board are pursuant to state statute, and so we are here. Calling this meeting to order, the roll call, such as I have presented, are here. We have distributed to both of you rules of order that we would like the, we have sent them out. I believe the electoral board is very well aware of them, but for purposes of maintaining a record, I would request that a motion be made by the board to adopt the rules as those that will guide us through this hearing.
I move to approve the rules as presented.
Second.
You're the chair.
Well.
You have to ask for a second.
Oh, I guess you can second.
Second.
Or nobody seconds it.
So moved.
Okay, so the rules, we need to vote on. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. And again, for the record, everyone has received a copy of these rules in time to review them before the hearing. A review of the objections set forth. Now, the manner in which we would like to have this hearing is we would like to have our objector present to the board the objections, if you are capable and willing to do that, as you have submitted to our city clerk. So if you would address the board. When you are finished, we will ask the respondent, the proposed candidate, to respond to the objections as presented. We'll discuss and fill in as time would be. Mr. Hyatt.
So my objection is that the signature requirements were not met.
I should further state that this is on the objection of Lowell Hyatt on the petitions of the petition for candidate Samuel, what is it?
Sammy Hall.
Pardon me?
Sammy Hall.
Sammy Hall. Thank you. Proceed, please. Mr.
That the minimum requirement signatures were not completed. The minimum was 31. And he had 29 minus three of them that were out of his ward.
I'm sorry that I didn't hear.
Three of the signatures were invalid because they're out of his ward. So that gives him a total of 26 of the required 31 for his petition.
Does any member of the board have any questions as to the objection?
Well, I have questions. I don't know if it's for you or for her, from her meaning Jory, or for him. Where did you come up with 31 is required?
So we use the April 4th of 2023 election total vote count, which is use the vote count of over and under votes along with total cast. So it is 603 total. Then you do the calculations of between 5% and 8% or 50 more than the minimum, whichever is greater, which the 50 is. So it comes down to 30.15, which you round up as 31 is the 5%.
Why do you round up? Is that state?
Yes, yeah.
State says you round up or
yes.
You round?
Yeah, so it's you round up to a 31, and then 8% is 48.24 for 49, so you have to add 50 to the less because it's under 50, so it becomes 50 plus 31. It's okay. A little confusing, but
we're not concerned about the high end, honestly, on this one. We're concerned about the low
it's
end.
The minimum.
Yeah, the minimum is 31.
But you're sure that the state requires, I didn't think you asking this before, you're sure the state requires you to round up?
Yes, yeah.
It's not round to the nearest whole number?
Yeah, because 0.15, you'd have to round up because it's not, you have to count a whole vote.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the same way with any vote of the city council.
Yeah.
When you do a percentage, or you do, two-thirds of whatever you round up. Always round up in a vote.
Okay.
And then question is, we're using the prior election that was done. And what year was that one?
2023,
which, correct me if I'm wrong, but the statute states the prior election.
I can read to you specifically from the state statute.
Good question.
Nominations of independent candidates less than the state for political office within a district or political subdivision less than the state may be made by nomination papers signed in the aggregate for each candidate by qualified voters of such district or political subdivision, equaling not less than 5%, which is what we're dealing with, nor more than 8%, or 50 more than the minimum, whichever is greater. We are dealing with a question on the minimum. Of the number of persons, this is the relevant language, who voted at the next preceding regular election in such district or political subdivision in which such district or political subdivision voted as a unit for the election of officers to serve its respective territorial area. So the minimum would be 5% of those voting in the next preceding election. That would have been here 2023.
So we have elections every 2 years. Mm-hmm. In the prior 2 year, that is what we go by for determining the vote count required.
Has there
the signature requirement.
Have there been any court cases in the state on that?
Yes, that is confirmed regularly and often as an application of the state statute.
That, so the 2023 methodology is confirmed regularly and often?
Yes.
So we could not interpret that to be 2019?
You could not, because of the phrase, okay, you can't determine, because it would be the next previous, next preceding election when the political subdivision voted as a unit for the election of officers to serve in its respective territorial area. So it would be the last citywide election as a being a political subdivision.
And you're saying courts have upheld that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions on that? Did you have anything else you wanted to add or not? Because you were talking, that's when this questioning started.
No.
Okay. Sammy, did you want to respond? Or? Absolutely.
Good evening, members of the board. Thank you for this opportunity to address the objections and present my case. I'm here to demonstrate two critical points. The objection filed against my candidacy is invalid due to procedural defects, reliance on incorrect election data, and inflated signature thresholds. My opponent's candidacy fails to meet statutory and procedural requirements, including the misnaming of the office and failure to comply with inclusivity standards. Before addressing these substantive points, isn't this my
he's
time?
Talking about no, his objection
you
against
can
him.
Only address the objections that he has filed with this board.
It's relevant to my case because...
No, it's not.
I'm saying he doesn't have candidacy to stand on, so it's part of
he doesn't need a candidacy to stand on,
okay.
And that is not relevant to his objections. And, okay. And our rules say you must keep all the discussion relevant to the objections being presented.
Okay, and when I finish my speech, I do feel that you might see that tie. Before addressing the substantial points, I respectfully request that the board first consider a procedural matter. Page 25 of the 2025 candidate guide clearly requires 3 copies of objection papers to be filed. If that requirement has not been met, I respectfully request that the objection against me be dismissed immediately.
Our city clerk, was that requirement met?
Yes.
Right. So, dismissing the objection against my candidacy, even if we move past that, there is a non-binding memo. The only place the number 603 appears is in a non-binding election memo that came from the city of Yorkville. If more research would have been done, he would have found out the official voter count for 2023 was 556, and I have that evidence, not 603, and that correct election year for this seat is 2021, not 2023. Because Seaver's seat was up in 2021, not 2023. So if that were the case, why wouldn't you just become mayor, hire a clerk, and just be like, oh, I'm going to pick any election to pull the number from?
That's what you've just done.
It should have been 2021.
That's what you've just done. You've picked out the election of Seaver.
I'm running for that seat. I'm running for one seat.
It's the total elections. I read it to you.
I'm fully aware of that.
Passed in the next preceding election.
The case law, Corbin versus Schroeder, reliance on incorrect election data invalidates objections. So Antoli versus Edgar, procedural compliance ensures fairness and integrity. For these reasons, I respectfully request the objection against me be dismissed, because I have proof that 603 is the incorrect number. Regardless, if you don't listen to me on the 2021, which, why wouldn't the number be based on the seat I'm going for?
Because the law says the next preceding election. That is what it is.
But I take that as the, of the seat. Like, why,
that isn't what it says.
Why wouldn't it be for all Board 3?
Then let me read it to you. It's the next preceding regular election in such district or political subdivision in which such political subdivision voted as a unit for the election of officers.
For the same
seat. It does not say that.
It doesn't say that. I don't know why you would have the number count for the seat I'm not going for. That was Rust. I was in here for the same seat. Rusty's seat is totally different than this one. The numbers shouldn't count for that, because it's a totally different seat. It would only be fair if it was for the seat.
Sam, you've made your point on that. I appreciate that. It's something we'll have to find out. The attorney has stated that there's court cases that have ruled in her the language that she states. We'll have that verified.
Okay.
What is the number you think it should be?
158.
What should be 158?
I'm happy to show what I'm talking about if you would be interested in seeing it. The consolidated election in 2023 only shows 556. May I approach and show you?
Please.
Mandatory. So if you look at two official records from Kendall County, okay, this is, forget 2021. We can figure that out later. Here's 2023. Okay, you see, there's the total is 556. He said 603, so right there it should be invalidated. Here's the actual printout from the same election that shows the same number. There's no 603. Right here is 556, even though it's an irrelevant data because the number should be from 2021.
So for the 2023 election, we get a certified statement from the county clerk of the results of the election that shows the total cast, and that is the total for who voted voted for Rusty Cornelius, for Mary Alice, and then the under and over votes. Those are also that we have to count in our calculations. So those would be if they accidentally voted for both sections, or if, say, they didn't actually put a vote, but the person was out to vote. So we have to count the total.
Well, I'm showing these numbers.
Okay. No, that's fine.
Yeah. We can...
Can we get a copy of this?
I have a copy for you.
Yeah, that's on the county's website of just the...
This is from their archives.
Is this copy we can keep?
I got it for you.
We have them in our packets.
I have all this too.
The same one?
Okay. Yeah, let me see.
And, you know, and my
So your argument is that we should have used the 2019?
2021.
Or 2021, yeah, I got it.
Because it was the last time Steve received
it. But you're making two arguments.
Yeah.
One argument is you're saying that is for the specific person's election, even though it's an entire cycle before the next proceeding.
Which is the election.
However, the language being next proceeding, it doesn't say for the same seat. It's the
staggered an election cycle. You know, like they have a staggered election cycle, so they're not even in the same like realm of things. So it's not really the preceding election. That was a different election.
For how the municipal code or the election code, I see how you're saying that, but it blatantly says election of officers to serve its respective territorial area. That Ward 4 has two seats, they cover the same territorial area.
There's no rules for independent seats.
So this, your argument is we should use the 2021 numbers, correct? And from, if your argument is valid, how many signatures do you suggest you need?
With those numbers, I only need eight, even though the Illinois statute says 25. I have 26 if his
numbers are correct. So I have enough if you use the right numbers, which I knew the whole time. And the other part, too, is
so wait, say this one more time. You think you need how many signatures?
I will need 25 because that's the bare minimum, even though the threshold should only be 8.
How do you figure 25?
Because that's the rules of Illinois, not mine. They have a statute saying even though so this is a perfect example. So the 158, based off the calculations, would lead me to only need 8 signatures to
158. You just said 556.
Yep. Two different elections. The 2023 had 556. I'm arguing the point of what he brought up, that I didn't have the right numbers. I'm saying that not only do I reject the number, I reject that the whole...
So this is the same election we're looking at,
yes,
but he has non-certified right numbers.
The 556 was...
So do you have the 2021?
Yeah, right here.
Okay.
But do we have certified?
Yes, this is election from the archives of Kendall County.
Does it show and this all?
I don't think it shows the under and over
and
votes.
Here is from the Election Reporting Council.
Right, and this does not show over-unders. This shows just candidates.
Correct.
Okay.
With the...
Correct.
Now, we wanted to do research on that, but the form that is available online right now from the Yorkfield website has a broken hyperlink that cannot access that. So this right here, when you go on the website right now, if you go there, I can't go look at that. It's
look
broken.
At what?
But let me ask you another question.
Is it the county's website?
Nope, this is this page.
How many signatures did you submit?
29.
Would you stipulate that if 31 is required, you did not have enough?
Yeah.
Okay. So then really the question becomes, we're going to go back to, you're going to have to pull up the case rules and show us.
And I have
whether
some,
he's right or not.
I have some right here where I feel that. That is it. Corbin versus Schroeder. I have this for you guys to take as well. Now, the one thing that I say as well, and I have an objection, this is ready, but I was stopped and saying, I feel that on the paperwork that I was received is different than what the office, he misnamed the office. He's calling it Alderman. That is no longer the legal term in this election.
It's not relevant to the case.
Okay, but so that's fine. And then I feel that, you know, and I'm just going to leave this here.
What is that?
Everybody. This is just case law, how it's relevant to the
case.
Was
that in your packet?
It's that I just gave you right
there.
No,
that you submitted.
It is part of the objection to
it is part of the
Hyatt, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then...
So then we have that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can keep that then if
okay
we have it.
We got that stuff.
Okay. I forget what we have, but we don't have
okay
it. Okay. Okay. Sammy, do you have anything else?
No, thank you for the opportunity.
Sure. Okay. Kathy, what else have we?
That is the objection, plus the three names that were on the petition that were not able to certify as, one, not living in the correct ward, and two, not living within the boundaries of the United City of York.
So to me, those are irrelevant. He stated he doesn't have 31. If the number's 31, he doesn't have enough.
Correct.
If he's correct...
Well, no, he only had 29.
I understand that, which is less than 31.
Correct.
But if he's correct, and he only needs 8, or say he's off by 4, he needs 12, nobody's objected to 15 of his signatures or 20 of his signatures.
Correct.
So the least he would have, based on objection, would be 26. So really, this comes back to you're going to have to do your research, show us, and he either needs 8 or he needs 31. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. I'm not.
Either needs 8 or 31.
His argument is he needs 8.
On the basis of what would he need 8?
It leaves it open for fraud if you could just use any election. It should be based off the seat.
No. Now, stop that.
Oh.
Stop that.
What do you mean?
There's no fraud going on here.
No,
the suggestion that there's fraud is insulting.
No,
stop. No, I'm talking. I'm talking. That's what the suggestion was. It's real simple. The question is, do we need to count the votes from the previous election, immediately previous, for any seat in the city or any seat in that ward, which is 2023, or your argument is, do we need to look at the election from 2021?
Yes.
And you say you have court cases that prove your position. I'm not an attorney. That's why we have her. Her legal team is going to investigate that. We're going to have to look at that because I don't have the correct answer on that.
I just would like to clarify. I wasn't insinuating that there was any.
That's fine.
I'm just saying why I feel it's important that it could leave it open to fraud, not that.
Well, I think it's important that I point out there's no fraud involved here.
I agree.
This is not 2020. Okay, so.
So, assuming we will demonstrate to the electoral board that the next preceding election means the next preceding election, in which case the number certified of electors in the next preceding election would have been 603, thereby requiring 31 signatures.
Correct.
Okay.
So, I mean, we can vote on it tonight, but to me, that's relevant.
We can report back, I believe. How about if we adjourn this to 1 o'clock Monday afternoon?
Can we do that?
Yes, we can.
Does 1 o'clock Monday afternoon work for you? Does it work for you?
It does. And at that time, Kathy, you'll have case law that supports or...
What it means with the next preceding election.
Right. Yes. You'll have additional information for us to go by.
Yes. Yeah. We
Jory, you have a certified document from the county of that substantiates the 603 versus the 556.
Correct.
And then, so that, because that's the two points of the argument being made by Sammy is, one, should it be the 2021 election, which is 158 non-certified numbers or voters, or is it the 2023? And then there's the issue of what
but
is
the 158 are only the number of voters that voted that for voted one seat.
We need
in
exactly. And that would have to have a certified number as well.
Because, right. There's right. no. There is no record of any from the county or any record of the suggested number 8.
Right. No, his suggestion is there were 158 votes cast.
In the 2021
It was only 158 votes cast for Seaver.
Right.
That's the problem. There is no way.
Can I see the 2023 thing again?
The total 2023 votes were 500-something.
Right, and that's what
so
we're saying. There's
if you only needed 5% of the votes voted, it doesn't even make sense because you have two alderpersons from every district. So he's carving out the votes made in a not
the 2021. This is the certified
for one candidate.
So that's the total number.
Okay, so here, Jory has this is from the county.
Yeah, that's the certified.
The certified jurisdictional canvas. For the April, is that 6? I can't read that.
Yeah.
April 6, 2021 election for Ward 4 Alderman. And the total ballots cast were 200.
Total ballots in the entire election? Or
for Ward 4.
For Ward 4. Ward 4. And that's because my understanding, it is by that, the voter base of that district or... geographic area.
Not the whole city, just the district.
When we're, whether we're talking 23 or 21, you know, whether, you know, the votes that we see publicly are 158 votes were from for Seaver, but there were 200 votes total cast. Those are the over-unders.
Yes.
So that is the certified number that the basis.
5%, that's 10.
Same thing with what happens in the 2023. You're seeing 556 votes, but the certified total is 603. The 603 is the number we have to take
to do our calculations.
The calculation from.
Right.
So we know what that certified number is for either of the two elections. So the point now comes down to
which
the legal
election?
Basis of which election we are to use.
Correct.
So that's not where the argument stands is understanding that.
Yeah, it really depends on that. And it's real simple at that point.
So that we need,
and he did cite some cases. I'm not saying the cases are right or wrong,
relevant to that particular.
But
question.
Can we just get some comments on those cases, why they're relevant or not relevant?
Yeah.
That way, we've addressed his concerns. Okay. So, what do we need to adjourn until 1 o'clock, or do we adjourn and reconvene? I guess we don't recess. We adjourn, or do we recess?
Recess.
We recess until 1 okay. p.m.
We're going to recess until 1 p.m. on, was it December 3rd?
December 2nd.
December 2nd. Wow. Correct. December. It's getting cold this weekend.
Yeah.
Jory, it's cold outside.
So does that require an actual motion to recess to then?
Is that
yes.
a motion?
Yes, motion to
a second.
Recess.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. I'll let you write this down.
I got it.
To recess the, well, let me get the right agenda in front of me. Holy cow, I got so much stuff. The United City of Yorkville Electoral Board. Will we have two different meetings then? We'll finish this one and then adjourn and then restart?
If we have a second meeting on Monday, we don't have to adjourn. It's still an ongoing, another issue before the Electoral Board.
Another item on that agenda for the
okay.
board.
Yeah. Okay, so we will, the case of Lowell Hyatt versus Sammy Hall, we will continue that till December, would you say 3rd?
Second.
Second, sorry. At 1 p.m. here in City Hall.
Okay.
Okay, we are adjourned, or recessed, actually. Thank you very much.